my God, my God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We're going to give you a little space to, you tell us the words as we go. See, I want you singers to help her out if you know the song.
Never be defeated.
And then the anointing of God is going to fill the room. And we're going to allow her to pray for those that need prayer. But because it's a new song, we really don't know the words. But you tell us as I would do. And then we're going to give God the glory here tonight.
Hallelujah.
We're going to give God some glory up in here tonight.
Hallelujah.
We're going to give the Almighty, the Holy One of Israel, what he deserves.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The words are, I will rise, I will be, I will go in victory. No weapon formed against me will never overtake me. And because God is the greatest power,
come on, help him
out. He will never, ever be defeated.
As we on the
truth.
You sung
us,
keep singing
for us.
Come on, Pastor
Shepherd,
and hold your hand. Tonight,
it's the greatest power
that God brought.
We shall never,
God gave us a word.
My. Because God is the greatest
that needs
power.
Some prayer. See, we've had a long week.
Never be defeated.
And we come into His house
because
tonight.
Because God
my
is
God.
The greatest power.
Father, I need to hear from you.
Never be
Lord, I need you to talk to me.
Because God,
He talked to us tonight.
Greatest power.
He said, this that you're going through is just
never
a sickness. Whether it's a mental sickness,
because God,
whether it's a money sickness,
is the greatest power.
Whether it's a homeless sickness,
we shall never.
He said he's not dead.
Because God,
and in today's time, we're going through a whole lot of different sickness.
He shall never.
But I thank God for using the woman of God tonight to bring this word to us.
Because God is the greatest power.
And at this time, will there be another that needs prayer?
Never,
they're just going to make sure that they get the line here in the front. As the woman of God pray for them. Thank you, Lord.
Power.
Thank you, Jesus.
We shall never.
My. Praise you, Lord.
Because God is the greatest power.
Praise God. Y'all bring the children. They want to come pray.
never be
I need the usher to bring the children to the front. They want to get some prayer. Bring them to the front. They want to get some prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now I need you adults to help me out. I need the songsters to keep singing the song. Just put it low. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My. Help him out. Thank you, Father. Glory. Ella McKinley, help him with you, Father. Let's spread them out. Ella McKinley. Thank you, Jesus. Spread them out.
Because God is the greatest power, and never.
hero.
We should never be defeated.
We're going to pick it up at the first verse. At 13 verses here, we're going to read. The word says, "And Jesus went out and departed from the temple. And his disciples came to him, but to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Question. Verily or surely I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." Whereas what Jesus was prophesying, that that temple was going to fall and be demolished. And as he set up on another setting here, different from the one we just read, and as he set up on the mount, upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately. No other people were there, in other words, but the disciples, saying, and they asked the question, "Tell us, when shall these things be? What was this, and what shall be the signs of thy coming and of the end of the world?" And Jesus answered and said unto them, "Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. And when they do this, they shall deceive many," he says. "And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end," what? "Is not yet." He went on to say, and again, these are conditions of the last age, the last before he do come, saints, however. He went on to say that, "For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places." Aren't we in those times, saints? He went on to say, "All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And you shall be hated of all nations." And that's nations, the word nations is symbolic of people, "for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many." And he went on to say, "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." How many know how many cold-hearted people? You only have to do is look on TV to see how cold-hearted people are today. Killing their own children. Just the devil at war. The devil is on the rampage. But what God is trying to tell us, don't be discouraged. 13th verse says that. "But he that shall endure unto the end, the same," what? "Shall be," what? How many want to be saved? So what we said, the race is not given to the swift, but he that would endure to the end. Father, again, we come before you again, Jesus, asking you, Lord, to bless us tonight. We need a blessing, God. Some of us came from far and near, and the enemy's been trying to take us away out of this fast all day. But God, we thank you for those that have made it, those that have come up on into the house of the anointed. God, we thank you right now, and we thank you in advance what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. So we see here that Jesus was speaking to his disciples at that time. And we look into the Bible tells me that 70 years after, if you look at history, 70 years after Jesus had spoke those words, that the temple was torn down.
And he had warned those people in that day, be careful and hope not that your flight when you're running would not be on the Sabbath day. But again, a lot of people say, well, I don't know too much about that. But the point is, those people suffered. And we're going to suffer. There's going to be some suffering from us, too, before God come back. You can look at the TV. I believe I saw something on the TV the other day where they're talking about outlawing some of the church work and some of the people that's in church at different churches that they want to cut it out. Well, you know, history has a way of returning or coming around, turning around again. So don't think you have escaped, because the Bible says you are to be persecuted for my name's sake, because you're the Jesus only bunch, as they were want to call us. But I don't know no other God but Jesus. And I believe Jesus, when those saints were running in the Old Testament out of Egypt, and that's what we're trying to tell someone tonight, you need to be encouraged, not discouraged. And I'm come to encourage somebody tonight that you're going to have to stay in the race, because the word has already told you if you would endure and stay in the race, the same ones that do that shall. What? Be saved. How many want to be saved? See, the church world is calling you saved already, but God says you got to endure, because the devil is out there and he wants to take you out of the race. The devil wants to take us out of the race. But that's what we're going to have to. We're going to have to, when that devil throwing a right hook, you throw him one left one. You duck and throw him another. When that devil tried to tell you to come off this fast, you sneak back. Don't sneak back there and get no water. The devil, you a lie. I can make the fast. Moses did 40 days and 40 nights. I know I can do 72 hours. So you have to put the word back up on the devil. See, everybody hollering that Jesus thought that he was God. That's true. But Moses wasn't God. But he did 40 too. He did 40 also. Amen. So we're trying to tell you how the enemy is trying to take us out. We look and see the enemy on how the children. Even the children is disobedient. But you know what? The Bible, something, one of the reasons for that is we've gone away from the old way. Mm-hmm. The old way. Now they put you in jail for whooping your child, but I tell you what, if I had something now, I'd whoop it, put it on them and go to jail. Because the word said we ought to. He said, the word says train them up in the way they should go. And he tells us that we can put something on them. He said it would drive them devils out of. When you can't cast them out, you can whoop them out, them children. That's what the word says. I don't know. We're getting away from the word. We got these new techniques here now, and we see these children running around bad and bad, and we stop that. I was in a store today. That boy was tearing up the store. Come on, come back to mommy, and he was just tearing up more. Come back, honey. Bam, he's just tearing up everything. People, if it was my store, I'd have made him. I need to get out of here. She could have took him out of there to control them. Well, that's what we're trying to tell you. But just, stop, honey. And he was just Dennis the Menace and some. But this is the new way. But we have to go back to the old way, saints. We got to go back to the old way. There's a scripture to the effect, if we would whoop them, we would drive that enemy out of him. That scripture, can someone of y'all pull that up for us right quick? We ain't got nowhere to go. Of course, we're going to get you saints. Your visitors, we're going to get you back home. Hope we don't keep you too long. You won't come again. We want you to come on to be a part of us tonight. Make a commitment to us where we love you. But can anybody pull that? I believe it's probably Proverbs. You're going to look for it. Praise God. But if not, we're going to keep on going on. About the don't. It said don't keep the rod of correction. Talking about the rod of correction. The rod of correction. What you got, daughter? Come on with it. What is bound in the heart of a child? Foolish. That's what they do. Foolish things, right? And he said, what the word is saying, that's part of their nature. But children to be act foolish and act little silly things and do little crazy things. That's what it said. That's what the word said, right? Come on. But what? A belt. A switch would do what?
Somebody ought to be done pulled up some more now.
What you got? What did it say? Don't withhold whooping that child. You ain't gonna kill him. That's right. Amen. So I know we got some up on this new stuff. That's just so cruel to whip the cherub, but that according to God is not. What? Come on. What did it say? They said, chastise him while you got a chance. Now, do you realize that you see these people, these children coming in, cutting up mamas, cutting mothers' throat, cutting daddies and stuff? That's what they were talking about there. That's why we see those things is coming up on the earth. And that's why, come on there with us, son. Hurry up. We fix good on, take on off here now in a minute. See. That's what that one's doing. That lady behind that thing was looking at. She's saying, I knew what she was saying. That mother need a whooping herself. But that's what it says. That she's shamed. She's shamed, but she doesn't put it on the kid. And he acted just like he acted home. That's what he was doing. He was acting just the way he acted home. And then you don't get out. You can't do nothing with him. He think you crazy. He think you mean. You won't whoop him. But God is talking about this thing. That's what he's saying. There's so many cold-hearted people. That's why the devil has twisted folks' mind that he got us that if you act holy now or try to work the word of God, you a devil yourself. And the devil, they want to come in and whoop you when you want to whoop your child. They want to come and put you in jail. But I'll tell you what, if I could chastise them two I got now, I'd take them out and horse whoop them every day. My two babies, the baby son and the baby boy. But I was concerned with other folks' souls, and then I didn't give them no time. But I'm trying to tell you, don't let church get to the point that we need to give our children some quiet time. We need to pray for our children at night. We need to get up. I remember Mother Marbury growing up with the others that's making it. She'd get up, and she was still doing that while they were in school. They got up. I was getting dressed and get to work, but they were in a circle. Mother Marbury praying on them, praying for them, laying hands up on their ends. Before they went to the church, went to school. And that's what you need to start doing to your children. Get them up, have some prayer time with them. Train, that's what the word said, train them up in the way they should go. That when they get old, they will not depart. Even if they go, the Bible said they're going to come back just like the brother, the man's son that took his inheritance and went to a far land and wasted all of his money on everything. But he said, my daddy had the right thing. I believe I'll go back home. If there's somebody here that has left God tonight, you need to come on back home. It's time for you to get back into the race, saints. Sometimes parents do things that they wish they didn't have to do. Do you know what we're saying here? Praise God. Had a sister, her got a good report. As far as I was concerned, that was a good report. It's called last night. I just played real. See, there's the other side to a preacher too. I'm not going to take too much from a person. One of my policies is I demand respect and I also give it. If you come out respecting me, you're going to get it. Because I'm going to give you respect, but I demand it back. Do you know that's what Jesus did too? He believed that. Jesus gives us respect, but he demanded. A lot of people say, well, he ain't burnt nobody up. That was the Old Testament. He said he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Don't do that no more. Don't you come up thinking that way. Last week, I've been praising God for the last week. I had a nasty wound here where I was picking up a head for an engine, and it slipped, and two main veins that feed blood to my hand. I don't know how. It was God. I know how, because God was with me. But I couldn't, and it tore that hand up, and I don't know why it didn't severe. Just cut that artery, those main arteries. I probably, before somebody could have got a tourniquet on it, probably I've been in bad shape. But after happening, you know, it was really nasty, and then I went. It was Thursday afternoon it happened. I go
I'm getting short, and they try to take care of me. So I went Monday. They wanted to go to the doctor on occupational health because it was an injury on the job. You know, Marbury is 72 hours. He didn't really want to make paperwork, and someone was going to chew him out for it. So I had was compassion. I said, I'm going to believe God for my healing anyway. But I just looked at how God, I was praising him, how he healed. It was such a nasty thing. And I had to work in that grease and those chemicals too. But every two or three times a day, I would boil it out with that peroxide and put that healing stuff on it. But you know what? God can just heal my hand. I said, Lord, I thank you. It was all beat up. There was a chunks of meat where that head had tore it all up. But God, you see what? It's almost a finished product. Amen. Where he healed. God is the same yesterday and forevermore. And he's continuing to confirm that he is with us. But you know what it is? Jesus is always with us. But you know what? We sort of back off from Jesus. We want to back off from Jesus. And he says, if you'll draw what? Nigh or near unto me. He said he would do what? Draw near unto you. Do y'all hear what we're saying here tonight? You say, well, Bishop, how do I do that? I do it with fasting and praying, meditation. When I can't get on my knees in front of public people in the job, while you are operating that cash register, you could just be just in your mind. God, I thank you. God reads all your thoughts. He reads your mind, and he can take your praises when you just meditate on him. We got to learn to keep God in our spirit at all times, saints. Even when you're snoring, you can be holy. About a week or two ago, Mother Marbury said, I heard you speaking in tongues in your sleep. Well, I guess I had my mind on Jesus. And that's just the way you got to get. You got to have a relationship with God, saints. And the supernatural is better than the natural. Some of us going to reach the throne. And I pray that we reach the throne tonight before this fast is over. That's a lot of yokes going to be broken here to this week, during this fast, if you want them to be broken, saints. I came down here about 2:00 and anointed this church and asked God, Lord, we need a move during this fast. Anointed every one of these seats and prayed and just had a good time with Jesus here this afternoon. So Lord, we need a word from you. We need a word. We need something to happen in this ministry, God. We need something to happen, God. I'm looking for it too, saints. I don't know about you, but I believe God's going to deliver. I believe God's going to deliver. But it's time for us to go back to the old ways, saints. You know, we looked at some things. I believe that we shouldn't stay in church all night. But I think we need to not rush God either. I really think we need to stop rushing him. But we was doing some things that you probably saw me, but we'll explain all those things we get in the meeting out later on. But sometime we have to be wise. The Bible says a wise man when it what? So, and sometimes.